You have in your top strengths this combo of achiever and responsibility, which I tend to meet, at least here in Europe, quite a lot. And people sometimes struggle with this. So I'd like to hear your take on your own achiever and responsibility and maybe what are best practices or, you know, how does it show up for you and what do you, how do you tame them?
Well, before I knew strengths, I think both were in overdrive.
Oh.
I was sleeping very little. I was working, you know, probably 15-hour days. And responsibility, I was taking on more and more things. So there's this tendency to for the scope of work to creep, right, to take on more and more things. However, after I realized that this was what was happening to me in the past, I intentionally put boundaries around, for example, responsibility. There will be certain things, certain people, certain situations that I would intentionally step away from. Not because I don't care, not because I don't want to be, don't want to take ownership, but I just know that needs to be limited. Likewise, I've also learned to direct my achiever, getting things done, to include getting things done at home, housework, getting things done, you know, by meeting people, spending time with them. And that helps to, in a sense, turn dominant talent towards the service of others rather than just, you know, doing my own work
And maybe also self-sustainability. I mean, okay, this is my very different talent speaking, but I'm curious, do you put rest or relax on your to-do list?
Oh, certainly. I mean, at least now I do.
Okay.
In the past, no, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, great job.